For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hawk. Missouri teachers and other school workers are now eligible for COVID-19 vaccines. The move comes even as the leader of the state's largest jurisdiction said Missouri's, quote, fumbled vaccine rollout continues to frustrate urban residents. Phase 1B Tier 3 of Missouri's vaccination plan went into effect yesterday, adding educators and school staff, along with transportation and infrastructure workers, to those eligible for shots. Democratic St. Louis County Executive Sam Page stressed the importance of vaccinating teachers so schools can return to full in-person learning. But he noted that the St. Louis region is still a long way from vaccinating those in earlier vaccination groups. Dr. H. Brian Yearwood has been selected as the new superintendent for Columbia Public Schools, according to a statement from the district yesterday. Yearwood's official start date is July 1st. According to CPS, Yearwood has been involved in education for over 30 years and currently works as Chief Operations Officer for Manor Independent School District in Manor, Texas. The district has been searching for a replacement for current CPS Superintendent Peter Stiepelman since he announced his retirement earlier in the school year. There's a growing partisan split when it comes to COVID-19 vaccines. A new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds that 42% of Republicans say they probably or definitely will not get the shot, compared to 17% of Democrats. That's raising some alarms among health experts who fear it could undermine efforts to achieve herd immunity and finally move past a pandemic that has left more than 530,000 dead. During interviews over the last several days across the country, those who self-identify as vaccine hesitant cited various factors, including concerns about potential side effects and their belief that the pandemic has been politicized and overblown. If you're still waiting on your upcoming stimulus check to arrive, you aren't alone. The Columbia Missourian reports that on Thursday, President Joe Biden signed a $1.9 trillion economic relief package, which will send millions of Americans a $1,400 payment either by direct deposit or by mail. Mary Wilkerson is the Senior Vice President of Marketing at Central Bank of Boone County and says the bank received 14,000 records from the IRS over the weekend for people who were eligible to receive the stimulus. Wilkerson says that those that filed their taxes electronically are going to get their money faster because the IRS already has their electronic banking information. It'll take longer for those who are going to receive their payment by mail. Anyone who has not received their stimulus check can check their status with the IRS Get My Payment tool or by calling 800-919-9835. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.